Many things divide the Senate and the House about the future of the state's budget. One thing that can unite them is the numbers they use to determine how big of a hole in the budget they have to fill. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman looked at what goes into those numbers and what it means for solving the state's budget problem.
It seems that the Senate and House disagree about so much that it's hard to see how they can ever come to an agreement on the budget. But Governor Bill Walker points out they all agree on at least one thing, a computer model. This model spits out numbers for how different proposals from lawmakers affect the budget in the long run. Here's Walker talking about the model's importance to negotiations in the Capitol.
We tried to end up with one model rather than dueling models around the building. I think that's all been combined into one financial model. Let's look at that. Let's look at the assumptions that are made. Let's look at the future of Alaska.
The nonpartisan Legislative Finance Division developed the model. Division analysts emphasize that the projections aren't precise, but at least they give lawmakers an objective source of information. This budget model allows legislators to plug in different assumptions to see how their ideas will affect the budget. For example, if you plug in a projection for higher oil prices that state officials say have a 40% chance of happening, then the state's budget is much healthier in the future. The models say that if the legislature makes no changes, one of the state's two main savings accounts, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, would be out of money next year. The other piggy bank, the Permanent Funds Earnings Reserve, would be empty in a decade. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says it's important for both sides to begin at the same place.
We're all using the same model. That's the most important thing, I think, for people to understand. So we're using the same model, only the assumptions are different.
Both the Senate and the House's plans look better now than they did a couple months ago. That's because the Department of Revenue's spring forecast predicted more royalties and taxes from oil. Assuming nearly 7% growth each year in permanent fund earnings, under the Senate proposal, the state's $2.5 billion deficit would shrink to $140 million by 2026. Michicki notes that is small enough that the state's savings would grow. That's because the size of the annual deficit would be less than the amount generated in earnings by the Constitutional Budget Reserve. Michicki says the division's assumptions that go into the model are conservative enough. The Senate plan would draw more money from permanent fund earnings each year to pay for state government. Permanent fund dividends would start at $1,000, and Michicki assumed roughly $200 million in spending cuts. Michicki wants the debate to focus on the merits of the two chambers' proposals.
It's just a philosophical difference on if it's okay to tax Alaskans for a greater level of savings or spending. The Senate does not believe that's an appropriate way forward during this recession, and the House apparently feels differently.
House majority members like Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton say there's an important difference to the assumptions the two sides make when they use the model. The House leaves more room for problems like lower than expected oil prices or investment returns.
Relying on something that's volatile and you have no control over is not the best way to plan for a stable state government that will help with stabilized economy and getting out of the recession we're in.
The House plan includes an income tax, and dividends would be a quarter higher than under the Senate plan at $1,250. The House plan also assumes more money will be spent on capital projects, and it doesn't include cuts to the budget. With the same permanent fund earnings growth, the House plan would lead to a surplus of more than $400 million. Seaton says the House plan also allows the state to restore the savings in the Constitutional Budget Reserve that the government has spent over the past 4 years. But he emphasizes the importance of avoiding budget cuts.
If you don't want to see road maintenance done, if you want to see trooper posts closed, if you want to see teachers laid off from schools, those are the proposals of the Senate majority budget cuts.
So the two sides remain far apart, but the computer model makes clearer where the differences are. Lawmakers have 5 weeks to reach an agreement that would avoid a state government shutdown. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.